This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. The idea of using small general aviation aircraft effectively and profitably for paid commuter transportation has proven elusive over the years. The challenges are real, and in a difficult economy may even be compounded. But two companies, Linear Air and Hopscotch Air, aim to work together to succeed where others have tried and failed. On October 1st, the companies launched the only nonstop service from White Plains, New York to Boston using the Cirrus SR-22. Peter Schmidt is COO for Linear Air, and we're speaking with him today. Peter, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's dig right in. Tell me first about Linear Air and Hopscotch Air. What are these companies individually, and what do they do?
Linear Air and Hopscotch Air are premier partners in offering a new service to the aviation traveler, and that's an expanded vision of air taxi, one that Linear Air has been working on for several years now, and we're finally in a position to bring to market. So our expanded vision for air taxi is that it can be a true third alternative for the air traveler in the U.S., one that has all the benefits of traditional expensive jet charter without the expense, on a par with the cost for high-end airline travel, but with all of the downsides we're all painfully aware of in flying on the airlines nowadays. So Linear Air is the lead on the marketing and brings a proprietary software platform and experience as an operator ourselves, where Hopscotch is the largest Cirrus operator in the Northeast and possibly in the country, and they have a history of success at flying the Cirrus for charter operations. So we've combined our strengths in launching this new service.
Okay, so speaking directly to the service, what are you offering to who and at what price?
So White Plains, New York is in Westchester County. It's just north of New York City proper, and it's a suburb with many people who travel a lot for business. And in particular, we've identified an opportunity in offering nonstop service from White Plains Airport to the Boston airports, Boston Logan, which is downtown, and Boston Bedford, otherwise known as Hanscom, which is on Route 128 outside of Boston. So we offer weekday, same-day round-trip service for people who need to get up to Boston for business meetings and then return home in time for dinner with their families.
So logistically, how is that accomplished? And by that, I mean, how many airplanes do you need? How many pilots? How many flights a day? What sort of booking system? I'll leave it to you. What are the important details? What makes this happen?
Well, there are a bunch of important details that pull us together. Starting with the fleet, Hopscotch operates a fleet of 7 Cirrus aircraft right now, and we've dedicated 1 aircraft to start out with to serve these weekday round trips. We have a proprietary software platform that Linear Air has invested in and developed over the years that really connects consumer demand with operators. So in this case, we have an API that allows us to offer these scheduled flights via internet travel search sites, kayak.com, hipmunk.com, so that if you search for a trip from New York City to Boston, these trips actually will appear on Kayak, and you can click through and book them just as if you were booking on Delta or any other large airline carrier. That's a key in allowing us to put GA travel in front of the traveling public that's used to buying on the airlines. So this is one of the key things that we've understood is necessary to unlock the potential of GA travel for the general traveling public. We employ a number of pilots through Hopscotch, and they get to rotate through flying on the service. And our whole approach here is to go carefully market by market, seeing where we can find an opportunity to introduce this service, and the scheduled service in particular, by allowing us to offer this per seat, gives us a price point that is competitive with the walk-up price for the New York to Boston shuttle, for example. So that gets us in the considered set of the aviation traveler, and once they've experienced the quality of flying in the Cirrus, they don't want to go back. And that's exactly what our inaugural passengers have said. Why would they consider traveling any other way between New York and Boston once they've had this experience? The Cirrus is key to our whole strategy here. What Cirrus has done with the SR-22 over the years has really resulted in a remarkable aircraft. From the comfort of the interior and the legroom that it provides to the sophistication of the avionics, to its flight and known icing capability, to the Cirrus airframe parachute. With the SR-22, we feel we are able to offer an experience that is truly superior to what the airlines can do, even in first class. More legroom, more choice, better view, and better comfort. And the door-to-door times, because we're flying from non-congested airports, not the big air carrier airports downtown, we're actually cutting about 2.5 hours off the door-to-door time for the travelers who fly in our service. And that's huge. On our same-day round trip, I mean, we're talking about saving them 5 hours of travel, most of which is spent standing in line.
Now, from a market side of things, the first challenges that come to my mind are tied together, and you touched on them a little bit. In my mind, it's pricing and target market, but you tell me, what are the greatest challenges that you face? And actually, I don't know this. Are you dependent on filling three seats, or are you flying with one seat filled sometimes?
Well, let me answer the second question first. We will fly with one seat. If somebody buys a ticket, then we are bound to take them, and we're happy to do that. We've done our market research, and by starting out the way we are, we think we can address the key issue, which is really simply awareness. People aren't aware that they can fly on GA aircraft. They're not aware of traditional charter, or if they are, they only know the name NetJets, and they know that it's a great, big, expensive jet aircraft that's not for them. We've done a lot of market research over the past 2 years to understand this. So what our strategy is to bring to the market, we can call it a good, better, best approach to offering general aviation-based travel. So the good is scheduled service. Scheduled service on the Cirrus is competitively priced with the airlines, but offers tremendously more value. The only thing is you don't get to pick when and where exactly you're going. Of course, we still offer whole aircraft charter with the Cirrus and also with the Eclipse 500 very light jet. And those options go up in price because now you're chartering a whole aircraft, but you get to say exactly when you're leaving and where you're going. So with this tiered offering, we think we can introduce the wider traveling public to the benefits of GA flying, and then some of them will become whole aircraft charter customers over time.
So what does a single seat, one person buying a ticket, what do they pay between White Plains and Boston?
So if they fly from White Plains to Boston's Route 128 airport, which is Bedford, that's $775 for a same-day round trip. And if they fly into Boston Logan downtown, that's $875, again, for same-day round-trip service.
Now, you're doing this, you're not doing it in the Southwest, you're doing it in the Northeast. You're going to see weather out there. And even on clear days, the ride might not be, I guess, what passengers might consider airline smooth because you're flying down low. How is the service going to work with that?
Those are operational concerns, but we believe that we can meet them well with both the Cirrus and with the Eclipse jet. Linear Air has been operating Cirruses and Eclipses since 2004. Well, the Eclipse actually since 2008, but we've been in business since 2004 as a whole aircraft charter company. And the issues don't really change when you're operating, you know, the per-seat service, of course. So the flight into known icing capability is critical to give us the dispatch reliability we need. And I can say historically, our dispatch reliability has been superior to the big jets on the airlines. So, you know, that capability works. And then secondarily, we do have the experience of operating in these conditions. We know how to minimize the effects of weather. We know how to communicate with passengers around potentially, unpleasant weather. And, you know, by and large, that hasn't ever been an issue for us. If we look at our customer satisfaction scores, we get essentially almost straight tens across the board. So are there times when there might be unpleasant weather that if you could fly over it in a big jet, it would be better? Yes, that's technically true. But if you look at the routing that even the big airliners get between Boston and New York or New York and Boston, they're not actually getting high and they're not getting above the weather. So it really isn't operationally the disadvantage that you might guess.
Now, big airports and big carriers end up attracting a host of supporting services. By that, I mean transportation, parking, things that make the trip easier for people. Are you piggybacking those services at the airports you use, or do you offer your own solutions?
Well, we do a bit of both. One of the benefits of having been operating as a whole aircraft charter company is that, you know, we need to help the traveler solve their complete door-to-door travel problem. And because of that, we know how to arrange for taxi cabs, rental cars, and black car services at smaller general aviation airports. And I think even a lot of pilots aren't fully aware that that full suite of services is available at almost every general aviation airport that somebody's going to want to fly into. At Boston's Bedford Airport here, we actually have rental cars on site. There's a rental car office here in the civil terminal. Obviously, there are black car services that will come to the FBOs and pick people up. There's local taxi cabs. There's even the Boston MBTA bus service that comes here. So we have the full range of ancillary transportation services available for our passengers to get them to their final destination.
Now, you already began, so how did rollout go, and what do you expect for the future?
The rollout's gone well. We're starting out carefully with this service. We have seen other people take a big bang approach, and we think that's too risky. You know, if you guess wrong even by a little bit about when the demand is going to ramp up, you've got a lot of aircraft and a lot of people not generating revenue for you. So our entire approach to this is to take it carefully, to assess the demand in the markets, and then to roll it out incrementally and build up that demand as we build up the awareness. So that being said, we've had a good start. We've had a lot of positive press in the Westchester County media outlets, and a lot of interest coming in via Kayak and via our own website. So we feel very good about it. Our expectation is that we're going to use this service as we work out all the details on it. It'll become our template for introducing it into new markets. Market near the top of my list right now would be Boston to New York, of course. But then beyond that, we think we'd like to introduce Washington, D.C. to New York. And from there, we have a host of additional ones that we're still assessing. But it would include North Florida, South Florida, the Texas Triangle, Dallas, Austin, Houston, Northern and Southern California, California to Vegas, Phoenix, those areas. So we're looking at all of those, and we do intend to roll the service out nationwide as quickly as we prudently can.
We've been speaking with Peter Schmidt, COO of Linear Air, offering commercial flights in general aviation aircraft right now in the Northeast. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.